श्रीमान हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्त वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णवृंद की जय। नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौण भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोविंदान की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। जमुना देवी की जय। गंगा देवी की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गो प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaman Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavani Pashtyatya Deshatarane वांच कल्पतरुभ्य कृपा सिंधुभ्य पतितानां पावनेभ्य नमः डिवोटीज नमो नमः। बिफोर आई बिगिन आई ऑलवेज चैंट टू स्पेशल मंत्रस टू पुट मी इन द प्रॉपर फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड। से द व्हाट आई जस्ट सेड इन स्पेनिश। You weren't paying attention. Before I begin, I always chant two mantras to put me in the right mood. Trinadapi sunichena tarar eva sahishnuna amanina manajena kirtaniya sadahari hare nama hare nama hare nama ivakivala Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatiranyata. I chant these two mantras for the following reason.
Yo canto estos mantras por las siguientes razones.
First of all, the key to success is humility.
Primero que todo, la llave al éxito es la humildad.
And then, I always want to make sure that my preaching brings us to the point of the proper conclusion.
Y siempre trato de que mi prédica llegue a la conclusión correcta.
That conclusion is that the goal of life is to chant the holy name of God.
Y eso es que la meta de la vida es cantar apropiadamente los santos nombres del Señor.
And by chanting the holy name of God, one will taste the fruit of pure religion.
Uno puede saborear la fruta de la verdadera religión,
which is love of God.
La cual es amor por Dios.
So, since you are the temple president here in this dam,
así como usted es el presidente del templo de este santo lugar,
and because you have brought me every year since
1999,
and as we're still good friends,
y como todavía nos mantenemos como buenos amigos,
I think.
Of course.
Okay, well, just checking. I want to know from you what you would like me to talk about.
Quisiera saber de usted qué es lo que le gustaría que hablase esta noche.
And for how long?
Would be nice to hear about Gaura Lila as Gaura Purnima is coming next week. And the time will be as translation, so that eats up a lot of time.
Break. 20 minutes?
No. More than that. 45 minutes.
All right.
So So as the Gurumukhi Prabhu was saying that because there are just three or four people who don't speak English, so we can sit with them and you can just flow for 45 minutes and he can just flow for 45 minutes.
Yes. Without 45 split between them become only 20 minutes you will be actually.
Yeah. That's okay, Rumadam?
Yes, Prabhu.
Just explain to them why we are doing
this. Me voy a sentar atrás para que no tenga que pasar.
Oh, yes.
Por favor.
Creo que no necesito micrófono todo esto. Y así él no tiene que... Porque si no va, en vez de hablar 20 minutos de pura vida, va a hablar 10 minutos. Para que nos saquemos los hispanos parlantes.
I can start now?
Yes, Prabhu.
So the significance of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya can never be overstated or overestimated. Because without Lord Chaitanya, we would not be here together today. Lord Chaitanya set the whole thing in motion. Lord Chaitanya appeared for personal reasons and for external reasons. His personal reasons, because Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. But as God, there was something he was not able to understand. And that was, what does Radharani experience when she loves him? From the position of Krishna, for him to understand that, no es posible. He had to take her position. So he wanted to know what it's like loving himself. Why is it that she seems to enjoy more than he does? What is the ecstasy she experiences by serving and loving him? Those were the internal reasons why Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya. The external reasons was to give the world the Hare Krishna mantra, and by that Hare Krishna mantra, the conditioned souls would be delivered and ultimately achieve the goal of life, love of God. Love of God is the fifth goal of human life. Civilized human life begins with the acceptance of religious principles, rules, and regulations. Otherwise, a human being is a two-legged animal. Religion makes someone cultured and refined, civilized. Religion is based on sense control. If one becomes religious, the next thing that happens is one becomes materially improved. As Prabhupada himself writes in the first canto, material well-being automatically follows spiritual well-being. So as devotees, we should always remember that we should make our priority, our spiritual life, automatically the material side will be taken care of. Too often, and sad to say, in our movement, householders especially sometimes reverse it, and they make their material life their priority, thinking that will automatically increase my spiritual life. Not necessarily. In fact, most of the time, it's just the opposite. So as householders especially, should stick to this principle. Make your spiritual life your priority. Your material well-being will automatically fall into place. So, Lord Chaitanya, he is Krishna understanding himself. Now, after Lord Chaitanya appeared, and while he appeared, he set a movement started in progress. He set something in motion. Lord Chaitanya is one of his names, Vishvambara, one who maintains the universe. So his objective is that there be a Sankirtan movement. Lord Chaitanya wants the propagation of the chanting of his holy name to go on continuously. And he, Lord Chaitanya, only preached in India. What about the rest of the world? Lord Chaitanya is not Hindu. Lord Chaitanya is not Indian in the sense that's all he cares about. Lord Chaitanya is the Shvambara, the maintainer of the universe. So India is only one little subcontinent. So Lord Chaitanya wanted this Sankirtan movement, the chanting, to go far and wide, every nook and corner, everywhere. The chant, because it's predicted in the Shastra. It is predicted. Lord Chaitanya said, my name will be heard in every town and village. And we are living proof. We're in Panama, are we chanting? In Cologne, are you chanting? Right? So, and still there are places they have yet to hear the holy name of Gauranga. So our work is not done. So, as soon as you talk about Lord Chaitanya, in the next breath, inevitably, you have to mention Srila Prabhupada. Because that was also predicted, that someone would take this knowledge, this movement, and spread it all over the world. In 1965, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami got on board a boat and arrived in New York City, or as we say, New York.
New York.
Forget about it. You can't translate that. So, Srila Prabhupada is considered to be a general in the Sankirtan movement army of Lord Chaitanya. And his vision was to take the order of Lord Chaitanya and actually do it. For 500 years, people were talking about it, but nobody did it. Prabhupada actually did it. He did the work. He got on the boat, landed in New York, and for 1 year struggled just to establish this Sankirtan movement. Now, that was 1965. Now it is 2012. You are the future. Persons like me, Prabhupada's disciples, we have a few more years left. Soon, there'll be no more Prabhupada disciples. Who will continue the work? Yes? You have to continue the work of spreading Krishna consciousness, the message of Lord Chaitanya, the message of Krishna. This is the same. The message of Prabhupada, the message of Lord Chaitanya, the message of Krishna is the same. What does Krishna say as the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? Surrender to me, give up all other occupations or religious duties, just surrender to me. I will protect you, I will deliver you, I will save you. Do not fear, do not hesitate, do not worry. Lord Chaitanya says, you want to surrender to Krishna? Easy. Chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Prabhupada, what does he say? Chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulative principles, and you will go back to Godhead in this lifetime. Who wants to go back to Godhead? So, chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulative principles. As Prabhupada used to say so many times, what is the difficulty? Questions? I would like to answer any question on any topic. Anybody have a question? Yes, Prabhupada does.
You told there are five goals. Fifth goal was...
Very good. So first is religion. When you become religious, then you get some economic improvement. With that economic improvement, you enjoy your senses. Right? Now there's a problem. Sense gratification does not ultimately satisfy the soul. So, being religious, improving materially, and then enjoying, you will come to a stage when you will feel like, isn't there something more? In the early 70s, there was a big number one record. Is that all there is? Is that all there is, my friend? The end of the song, the person singing is thinking maybe I should commit suicide because the person had enjoyed everything in the material world and was thinking, is that all there is? So yes, that is the nature of sense gratification. it does not satisfy the soul. It gives you a glimpse of satisfaction. It gives you a tease, or as the great poet, there's a Hindi poet, he wrote, Taitava Sai Katavari Bindu Sama. Sense gratification is like a drop of water in the desert. In the desert, what, you're thirsty, right? If I come with a little eyedropper, okay, have some water. That'll actually make you go crazy. You need buckets of water, not one little drop. This is the problem. There's a song by my friend Titichabakarunaka. Fish out of water, that's our position. How long can a fish live outside of the water? What happens? It gasps, it flaps. The fish can only be happy in the water. We, spirit souls, jiva, we belong in the spiritual world. We're trying to be happy here in this desert-like material world, getting little drops. Just, okay, you could enjoy a little bit. So when the conditioned soul realizes the futility of the dharma, artha kama, religion, economic development, sense gratification, then the next goal is moksha, salvation, liberation. That is when somebody actually begins to inquire about the absolute truth, the real pleasure, ananda. But Lord Chaitanya says, beyond liberation, beyond salvation, there's something more, love of God. And this love of God is available through the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. More questions? No more questions? Yes.
Prabhu, sometimes I feel like we negate everything a bit too much. Like we are struggling to get liberation, and then we say, oh, you don't need liberation, you should aspire for chanting. So why, at least we should get liberated, right?
When you are nicely chanting, you are already liberated. Liberation is an insignificant byproduct of chanting. This point was explained by Haridas Thakur. So, when you follow the four principles and when you are chanting nicely, that is the liberated platform. The liberated platform is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kamchati Samak Sarvesha Bhuteshu Madbhaktin Libate Param. The liberated platform is also described in the Bhagavad Gita to be the stage of constantly engaged in the devotional service without any stop. So, Haridas Thakur said, liberation? Insignificant for one who is nicely chanting. And Bilva Mangala Thakur also answers your question by saying, Mukti, she is there at my doorstep with folded hands, wanting to give me service. So the idea is, the goal should be, how can I be engaged in hearing and chanting non-stop? That should be my goal. How can I arrange my life in such a way that I can be hearing and chanting 24 hours a day? That's what I'm striving for, me personally. That's the goal I want to get. Yes, we have to do so many other things. We're in this material world. Can't avoid it. Even you live in the temple, you live out of the temple, so many things come up. But still, I should keep that goal in mind. I'm trying to get to the stage where I'm constantly hearing and chanting. And what does Krishna say? One of my favorite verses in the Bhagavad Gita. A verse that I don't think anybody can argue. Krishna said to Arjuna, I want you to fight this battle. But at the same time, I want you to remember me. So, I may say, oh, but I have to do my job. Oh, I have to take care of my family. Oh, I have to do this. But look at what Krishna is telling Arjuna. Arjuna, I want you to fight. And what's Arjuna? There are weapons coming over his head. Brahmastra, nuclear bombs being dropped, arrows being shot at him. But Krishna expects him to remember him. So I always say, what's my excuse? There's no excuse. I have to figure out a way how I will do everything I'm supposed to do and at the same time remember Krishna. And Prabhupada explains in one or more times, he says, sometimes a woman, she'll be married, and sometimes she has a lover on the side. Now I'm sure that doesn't happen here in Panama. But in California, in Hollywood, it's very commonplace. So Prabhupada explains, the woman doesn't want her husband to detect that she's cheating on him. So she does her wifely duties perfectly. No mistake. But all the while she's thinking, when the right time comes, I will slip away and be with my lover. Because in America, especially in these affluent areas, they have this thing called trophy wife. Trophy wife means the husband is big businessman or athlete or movie star. And so He wants to have an image. So he marries one woman just so that he can look like he's Mr. Good. But because of his business, because of the career, the husband doesn't really spend much time with the wife. So the wife plays the game. Oh, the politicians too. This is very, 99% of the politicians in America are like this. They go in front of the camera, oh, here's my wife, here's my wife. Meanwhile, the guy is having affairs with the maid, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Classic. Classic. Classic example. So, in these examples, whether it be the man or the woman, they do their job perfectly, but meanwhile, oh, the great athlete Tiger Woods, same thing. Perfect. He had beautiful wife, beautiful, nice children, but he was having affairs with cocktail waitress, sorry, prostitutes. So they do their work perfectly, but all the while they're thinking something else. So we have to do business, we have to manage temples, we have to take care of 300 children. Seems like that, right? So at the same time, we have to remember Krishna. That is our perfection. Does that satisfy? More questions? No more questions? Yes, Prabhu. What is your name? Your nombre? Mahatma. Das, of course. Yes, we're all Das. What is your question?
When you reach the conclusion, will you have nothing more to enjoy, and you are getting the blessing to approach Krishna consciousness, and now you are to do the work for yourself, but you started to do it sometimes, but the ego starts to manifest so much. What do you have to do exactly?
What should you do?
What you have to do.
Very simple. Lord Chaitanya already answered that. Lord Chaitanya orders around our neck there should be something always there constantly reminding us. That's why I always chant that mantra before I preach. Trinandapi sunichena tarodiva sahishnuna amani na manadena kirtaniya sarahari. The key to success is humility. And there's no question of being too humble. You cannot be too humble. Now, I don't know about you, but me, I'm a householder. I have such a great wife. She will never allow me to be too puffed up. So I have a good wife. And as soon as I get puffed up, and she'll tell you, he'll tell you, they've seen it. She's right there and, hey, snap at it. So, if you have a good wife, she'll always be there so that you don't get puffed up. Now,
not you have to find him that way.
Now, the next thing is, question is, how do I know that I am too proud? How do I know that I'm getting too much ego? The test is, are you chanting your rounds, and how difficult is it for you to chant? If you're able to chant without any problem, then you're pretty good. But once the ego becomes out of control, then chanting is going to be difficult. Lord Chaitanya once said, I'm pretty sure it was to Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya and Lord Chaitanya, there was a something. Vallabhacharya wanted to get recognition, wanted to get approval, but he was affected by ego, by pride. And Lord Chaitanya consistently cut him down. Now, Vallabhacharya was very attached to Lord Chaitanya. And so he figured it out what was happening. That the more he tried to get approval, he was getting just the opposite. Then he realized, I am like Indra. Indra, he became proud and he tried to punish the residents of Vrindavan. But in the end, Indra had to come and beg forgiveness. So Lord Chaitanya, when Vallabhacharya came and said, you know, I'm just like Indra, I realized my problem. Lord Chaitanya said, actually, wherever one is a devotee and a scholar, there cannot be a mountain of pride. So, do you study Prabhupada's books? That's the question. If you're regularly studying Prabhupada's books, you won't get too proud. And if you're daily chanting, you won't be too proud. Other than that, the way the world works, the way ISKCON works, you cannot go so far on ego. You may be able to go a little bit, but eventually something will happen. Another devotee, your wife, a god brother, or just a regular person on the street, something will happen and you'll, oh my God, I'm not who I thought I was. Does that answer your question? Good. More questions. Yes. You have that look. No more questions? Shyamachandra?
¿Alguien de las madres? No han hablado nada.
Okay, we got one. Yes. What? Wait, I can't hear you. What?
He revealed himself to Lord Chaitanya in a dream.
Yes. All I can say is, what is the lesson to be learned from the incident? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it does not go into detail. So, his brother is actually, if I remember correctly, Shirodakshai Vishnu, or another Vishnu Tattva. So, he was in the dream leading Lord Chaitanya, inviting him to take sannyas. Taking sannyas means, actually, completely devoting oneself to the service of Krishna. They are called Tridandi sannyasis. That with body, mind, and words, you are to completely serve Krishna. And then they add a fourth rod in order to signify the jiva soul, just to counteract the ekadanda sannyas of the Mayavad school, because they say that when you take sannyas, you become God. Om Namo Narayana. You can see how that would be a big business. Take sannyas, you become God. So, Vishwaroop was inviting Lord Chaitanya to leave this grihastha life and fully engage in service to Krishna. But if I remember the Leela correctly, Lord Chaitanya did not, and he stayed a householder, correct? He didn't take sannyas after that, if I remember correctly the past time. He did it for the benefit of his parents, because Vishwaroop had left, and if Lord Chaitanya had taken it so suddenly, it would have crushed their hearts. So Lord Chaitanya remained a householder for 24 years. And 24 years he lived as a sannyasi. So as a householder, the Leela was in Navadvip. And as a sannyasi, the Leela was mostly in Jagannath Puri. Six years he traveled in South India. That's all I can say. More questions? One more question, and that will do it. Thank you.
The thing you were reading on my face, although I had a question in my mind, yes, I did. But, of course, you are more learned than, I guess, most of us there. But though having answers to most of our own questions, now my question in itself is a question, which is a double question, I feel. When we have answers for most of our questions, why does it always seem that we are lost or we act ignorant? Like, for example, when one gets into his commercial life,
and he knows that he's supposed to keep Krishna in the center of everything he does. And the best part is he knows, he's totally aware of what he is doing. And at the same time, finds or gives excuses to himself, satisfying himself that I had to do this, that's why I couldn't serve you. I had to do that, that's why I couldn't serve you. So that what really happens, it bites you even more. That is it that am I really finding excuses, or is it that this is real current situation of mine? So how do you battle that situation where you get to know that, where you are trying to convince yourself that I don't know whether am I really in that situation and I'm finding an excuse? That is where one gets lost. And what really happens is your conscience continues biting you, which makes things a little bit difficult. So how do you, I guess a lot of us are in that situation. So how do you convince your mind what to do at that time?
Okay. So what you have pointed out is the characteristic flaw of a human being. Human being is different than demigod. So as human beings, this is a very normal, common flaw. The first point is to recognize it. The fact that someone can recognize it, that's the first step. Most people can't even recognize it. It is very beneficial that one can recognize it. Now, after recognizing how to prevent it from happening, therefore, it is the weakness of the heart. That's what it is. It's the weakness. The mind and the heart is too much affected by the influence of the external energy. It's the weakness of the heart. We're too much attached to trying to enjoy this material world. The solution is to get strong. The solution is to get tough with yourself. That as soon as you recognize, I'm supposed to do this. How to do that? That is why we study Prabhupada's books. Because that ability, convincing the mind, it's actually the function of the intelligence. That's going to come from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Once I am obedient to Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, and the focal point is Shastra, because the Shastra determines who is Guru, who is Sadhu. So the big thing is I've got to strengthen my mind with real transcendental knowledge. One of my favorite stories, in the 1970s, Prabhupada, he even said, this devotee is my banker. His name is Rameshwar Das. He was handling the BBT for Prabhupada. And there's an exchange where he saw himself as Prabhupada's banker. So one day, he comes into Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada, here is, we just published another volume of the Bhagavatam. And he said to Prabhupada, we're going to go out and distribute it right now. Prabhupada said, no, read it first. Prabhupada wrote these books for us. Because Prabhupada knew, obviously, this movement was going to go on for thousands of years. There would need to be a standard law a standard operating system. So if you want that ability where you have inner determination, strength, and split-second ability to solve something, you have to strengthen your mind, guru, sadhu, and shastra. As I emphasize shastra. Spend quality time every day reading Prabhupada's books. You will get that strength, and you or anyone won't succumb to the weakness of the heart. Okay, long enough? Good enough?
Anybody else? A la tres, a la dos, a la una.
He's got one more. Okay.
Dessert, el postre.
Yeah, dessert, yeah. This is the last question. It's about you, the last year service. The last time I know you was all over to Vancouver, last year, in July. I want to know what you do this year. So you went, all those services you do. Now you are in Panama.
I go wherever somebody buys a ticket for me to go. My service generally is what you see. I go to people's homes. I do kirtan. I give lectures. I answer questions. And I'm most famous for giving blessings. So that's what I've been doing since 1994. So I'm going back to Vancouver in May for 1 week. I'll give class, I'll do programs in people's homes. After tomorrow I'm going to Santiago. I always go to Santiago for Gorponi. Santiago is my most favorite place to preach.
I ask the question because I follow you on Mayapur TV.
Ah.
Because when I see your channel, sometimes on, sometimes off.
Yes.
Now it's off because you didn't bring your camera.
Yeah. No, I brought my camera. Well, I just got here at 6 o'clock. So I broadcast when I'm able to. It depends. So you follow me on. Very good. Then I want to give you the first blessings.
Thank you. You have to give me a lot of blessings.
I'll give you as many as you want.
Because I most of the time I follow you because I usually live in another one place, we don't have much association.
Correct.
When I get in the Mayapur TV, I get all those through the Mayapur TV. And it's very nice and you give me a lot of inspiration. People come back to your channel, to read, to follow some, based on the classes. You have not something new to follow, something new to be there.
Good. That's exactly what Mayapur TV is for. It's for mostly for people who don't have access to a temple. Most of people who follow me are just like that. They don't have access. So many people have told me this is their only link to spiritual life. Jai. Satisfied?
Very much.
Very much? Thank you.
Ramananda Devi.